Welcome to Unabridged, the weekly podcast where teachers take on books. We're your hosts. I'm Sarah, and I'm here today with Jen and Ashley.
This is Ashley. We'll chat about our Unabridged Book Club's pick of the month, recommend related books, and share our nerdy English teacher love of reading with our Unabridged highlights and with short episodes featuring targeted topics.
To follow along with our schedule, visit our website, unabridgedpod.com, where the books we read are linked for purchase. You want opinions about books? We've got them.
Hey, this is Jen. We are back with one of our short story episodes. This is going to be our second, I'll call it attempt, at bring your own book game. Last time, there was a lot of this kind of laughter. And I don't think any of us felt like we were at our best. So we're going to give it another shot. So for this one, there's a prompt that we have not read yet. We'll pause for a moment, and then we'll go to our books that we have brought, and we will read a quotation in response to the prompt.
And the game gives you a minute. So yes. We did a minute each time last time.
All right, so here we go. A phrase that would
when you giggle before you start, I feel trepidation.
A phrase that would be extra creepy if you whispered it. So we've had our minute. I will start. I am not feeling confident, so the pressure is off, ladies. My quotation is from Frederick Backman's Us Against You, which I highly recommend. I'm going to whisper it to see how creepy it sounds.
I feel like the awkwardness has gone up a slight bit.
So it might not be creepy. But certainly awkward. We can guarantee that part is coming.
I am always awkward. Okay. I'll just do a low voice because I don't know if it'll pick up a whisper. The girl may be fast asleep tonight, but the bear inside her has just woken up.
Dun, dun, dun.
I like it.
All right. Well, there we go. This is actually always an adventure around here. And I have Throne of Glass with Sarah J. Moss, which is a series that is really enjoyable.
I wish you could see our facial expressions.
I was getting ready to whisper. It's for you who cannot see me, is why everyone laughed.
For the world's greatest assassin, this is pathetic.
Okay, so this is Sarah, and my book is The Wicked Deep. By Shea Earnshaw. It was really good. I really, really liked it. But my quote is, and I'm not a very good whisperer, but I'll give it a go. Shoot. I just keep losing it. It was right there. Sorry. So my quote is, I am a thief of souls and bodies, but when will I stop?
That is creepy.
Definitely unsettling.
Okay. All right. Are we ready for another round?
Oh, no. I can't wait. Well. Or I could. Maybe a long time.
Okay. The name of a popular new indie band. All right. So we'll start a minute.
And we're back.
So this is Sarah. I got my name of an indie band from the book Make the Bread by the Butter, which is a narrative cookbook. It is great. It's about about recipes, things that you should make and things that you should buy, like what is cost effective and time effective. So it's by Jennifer Reese.
Ooh, but the that name sounds totally interesting.
It is really interesting. It's a really cool book. But anyway, so the name of my band is A Little Too Smoky.
Oh, that's great. Awesome. That's a good one. This is Ashley, and I am reading from The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo by Stieg Larsson. And I had trouble narrowing it down. I'm going to go with three choices here. Number one, A Temporary Annoyance.
I like that.
Number two, A Fair Weather Sailor. And finally, number three, all of which start with I didn't realize that one. Anyway, the last one, A Company in Crisis.
Ooh, I like that.
Nice.
All right, so this is Jen. I have two choices. These are from Hannah Pittard's Visible Empire, which is about, this is based on a true story in the 1950s. A group of, I think it's like 99 people from Atlanta are in Paris.
There's our children making their rounds here, but we're just going to keep on going.
So basically the upper class of Atlanta, people who support the arts, they are in Paris, and they're on the way back to Atlanta, their plane crashes and they all die. So basically the entire upper class of Atlanta is killed at one fell swoop, and it's about the aftermath. I heard the author speak on another podcast, So Many Damn Books, and she is fascinating. But anyway, okay, so my two options are wide-mouthed trousers,
I like that.
And clam juice and vodka.
Nice. Ooh, I like those.
Okay, so our last one, sorry, I just caught a glimpse of it, will be a rejected catchphrase from a 90s sitcom.
Ooh.
So a minute on the clock. Do you mind if I start? Because mine are really horrible.
Go for it.
I saved the wrong book for last. I have Jane Eyre by Charlotte Bronte. Yeah. Okay. So I have two options, neither of which is inspiring. But one is, I put down my muff on the stile, just because I think it's fun. The other one, maybe, yeah, it couldn't really work, but we'll go with it. Let me prepare an ambush.
Nice. I like that one.
Okay, ahead, so Sarah. This is Sarah. So I am using Bachelor Nation, Inside the World of America's Favorite Guilty Pleasure by Amy Kaufman. And from a prior episode, you know that's one of the guilty pleasure reads. I wanted to read it, and I got it. So, yay
and
me.
I'm waiting to read it after Sarah.
I only have one. I'm not an overachiever like Jen. So mine is, well, damn, that was aggressive.
Okay, mine is from Life of Pi by Jan Martel. Which I realize I didn't talk about in my last book, but this is a book about a boy and a tiger on a boat. I am distracted by my 3-year-old. All right.
Yes, I do need to do something to my hinges.
Okay. My sweet sea cow. You've produced. And how?
Oh, that's great.
That would be okay. A good rejected tagline.
Do you have comments or opinions about what you heard today? We would love to hear them.
You can find us on iTunes and Stitcher, on Instagram and Twitter at UnabridgedPod, or on the web at UnabridgedPod.com, or on our Patreon page.
We'd like to thank Jared Featherstone, who composed our theme music, Strings of Light. Many thanks to Katie Amy of Amy Photography, our podcast photographer, and Tim Rieger, our videographer. Thanks for listening to Unabridged.